Yo. Yo, what's up? Keller was just singing you and Jimmy praises. I don't know what the hell, man. You must be doing a good job.
Did you talk to him today about the sugar stuff?
What's that?
Did you talk to him today?
Yeah.
About sugar?
Yep.
I know. I wasn't sure. I know when we talked before, we weren't 100% sure that Bobby would do something like that, so I didn't know if he...
Well, Bobby, listen, Bobby doesn't care. It's a matter of a couple things. That's
right.
Part of the comprehensive program.
Well, that's what I said to him, but I told him that. I said, listen, Jim, we got to sit down with John and go over a whole plan. I said, we can't just, you know, there's a bigger piece to this. And he said, well, I told him. He said there was no problem with it. I said, all right, because I didn't want to think that I was bullshitting him, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, we...
I told him, he said, well, I hear this day four. I said, no, I didn't say that. I said, it's a complicated issue. Bobby Heenan doesn't have a real problem with it, but that's a heavy, heavy lift. You got to be able to...
It is.
You know, before you give jobs out and stuff like that, you got to be able to walk votes in before you even...
Well, that's my point. That's why I think we got to try to sell. We talk about Renew, and it's $500 million in capital, and then this is a piece of it to pay for the pre-K.
Yeah, well, not only pre-K, you pay for pre-K, but you pay for the opening of the pools and the libraries and all this other stuff.
Yeah, and all that. But I was just wondering, because, you know, he thinks he gets all crazy when you tell him something. Like, oh, nobody want to do it.
Maybe they don't want to do it yet, but I told him, he said, well, fucking Honigman. I said, listen, the problem with Honigman is with his kid, Jeffrey. Jeff Honigman, what he wants to do is you got to explain to people it's not the same tax it was 8 years ago. 7 years ago,
right.
6 years ago, right? That's when it was tons of soda. Half the people don't even produce soda like they used to.
Right, right.
Okay.
I just want to face you, because sometimes he gets so crazy. I was like, you know, I
called him
with a plan. Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to
call him. We got to call him with a plan.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, I mean, look, Nutter had all kind of lobbyists on the payroll for this and everything. This is something you got to, you know, I mean, just don't run the bill.
You can't just walk in town from, oh, we're going to do the super bill.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
We're between you and I, we're on our way up to go see the Maples, but they and Billy Power, Lewis the Maples.
Oh, okay.
He might be the richest guy in Pennsylvania. Honigman might be second. Okay.
But you know what'll happen, Coken will be walking around here throwing money to everybody's rec center and shit.
What's that?
That's what I said, you know what'll happen. I said Coken and we'll be running around city council throwing money at council people.
No doubt about it.
All right, cool.
You don't want to come out of the box with a loss either.
Exactly. You know, Dow is loving to give. They'll frame it as a poor tax, and he'll love to fucking handle the loss.
No doubt about it. That's why I said you talk to Jimmy, have Jimmy start talking about, use them. So you got to have the labor guys in like we talked about.
I think we could do something. You know, like a monthly thing with labor or something, right? Every couple of months where you pick the puppies on and sit down.
Yeah, we come in the table, we have some sandwiches out, a couple of cannolis or something. We'll even set a food on it. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, this is a check anyway, yeah.